Anybody having a good time? Now, are these four services, or five or six now? Sixth one. All of them has been different. I mean, you were laughing at me last. I saw you laughing at me last night. I saw. I guess you have to come up again. Right here. You know you're in on this, don't you? You don't even know. But you will. But you will. I don't know how many ministries are called like yours in the world. I wished I did. Father, in Jesus' name, He's your man. Release that glory in Him and in His wife. You wouldn't be able to conceive the people who'd be on your account. Well, he said, well, I didn't go preach to them. You might, but that doesn't matter. Somebody will. So, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. I'm just as positive as I can be tonight about his call. It's been coming in pieces. I was dancing in church. I've got to go back to that island. Preach again. They want me to come back. The view from the hotel was ridiculous. Clear water, ocean waves, little boats and sails. People. Hello, Makaretiuski. Eno talaiskrebo adakrieneskeopa. Oni nala imhekuski da patiakia. Yalo klimakariskinense. Yes, the Lord said, I keep coming in here. Because you don't understand. I'm meeting your needs now, and this degree and that degree. But I also have faith in you beyond this. Well, I have plans for this entire region. And it was my desire in investing in you that you'd come forward and be the lead of a move that I'm going to move through here with. And this will include revival where many, many saints will be. Okay. Many, many of the lost will come in because the saints will be. I've never seen anything like this. Hold on. A whole boatload of saints coming together, focused on one thing, to see the region in revival. And they end up being used in it. Vasukra, I mean, going into places and stores and things and getting the sick and praying. And they say, who are you people?
Hallelujah.
And I've never quite saw that before. He must be a good teacher. Who taught you? Spit it out, son. Spit it out. If you want to steal thunder, sometimes you have to go by the wayside to get it. You know. Listen, I passed what's coming now. I passed some pain just then. It rises up in my head, and it's worse on one side, and it throbs and pounds, and that somebody thinks I'm their drum. Come here. Where are you? Come here. You don't have to have that pounding anymore, throbbing. Come here. Come here. Good girl. See, he wants you to know the difference. This is it. This is it. This is when you walk away. This is it. It's been bouncing back and forth, and sometimes prayer and things, he settled it all. Good land. What is that? Gosh, I don't know how to explain this without... I'll try. Your colon has, this is, I usually don't have to say stuff like this. Point them out. Your colon has polyps or growths. I think that's what they call them when there's some kind of growth in your colon. And they keep getting worse. They'll break open and things. And there's blood, and there's... How'd you like to walk away whole? You don't have to have that anymore. What do you think you're feeling now? Me too. Stay up. Where are you, somebody who didn't get up when the head was pounding because somebody got up in front of you? Well, they were supposed to. But where are you? No, he didn't forget you. Not in a second.
Huh?
We can't have that, can we? What do you think? Think it'll go? So do I. No more. No more. No, no, no more. Go now. Go now. Off and on, and it has for a while. I used to have real bad headaches. You know, I'd run for the Anacin jar or whatever they had when I was a teenager. It pounded, it hurt so bad. If I got it in time, I think it was migraines. I can still remember when I got healed. I was working in a machine shop that made squealing noises. My head was pounding off. I just saw a guy healed at our Pentecostal church here. Not by me. But I saw what they did, and I reached up and put my hand on the back of my head and prayed. And I'll be if they didn't leave and never come back. I was so shocked that he knows what a baby is. They'll just be no more. No more. My God, you skim this. See if something got pulled or something. Jesus. What are we going to do with that? You can't stay. Bye-bye for good. You were destroyed by the blood, crucified when he died of every damnable disease known to mankind or could be invented. He died under the penalty of it. And when you said, Jesus, I'm accepting you as my Savior, you died with him. So you also died of every disease known to mankind when you died with him and then rose with him. I have been born again. My body don't have to take that stuff. Was he sleeping or what? There was another that you didn't come up because you didn't think it was quite bad enough. Come here. You can't do it. Can't stay. Can't stay. I remember in fasting, and he said, if Christ be in you, the body's dead because of sin, but the spirit's life because of righteousness. It's my spirit seated with him because it's taken on his nature, but my body has been declared dead because it doesn't have the power to reign over me anymore. And that's mostly talking about doing wrong things, that my body don't have a right to take a disease either. It really don't. As he died under the penalty of a physical causing disease, it doesn't have the right to take it. I'm getting used to not doing it. Yeah. So yes, I think that this is doomed. No more. No more. Jesus' name. See, when we really don't think that we're worthy, well, you can't even get any more worthy by what you do. It's what he did. And then you do good out of being worthy because he did that good for you so you could do good. Anyway, I notice that people don't know they're standing because I didn't. I did, but I didn't because I'd always go and try to butter him up. Did I tell you I love you today? I need to be healed. You don't need buttered up. It won't make him love you anymore. You think he's a respecter? No. He can't love you more than me because he loves me more. No, you don't. Does he? Can't. See, he can't be a respecter. I don't try to butter him up anymore. I just go out there and I say, I know why you'll heal me, because you love me. Well, I come to tell you how much I love you. I'm in no problems. I'm not being tried. I'm not holding on just by one eyelid. I'm in your presence, not because I got beat yesterday. I came all this way just to say, I love you. I just called to say, I love you. I'm under no horrendous trial. I just called to say how much I care. I don't know everybody in the country. I just call to say, "Woo, que la dorendes cala blombraca, get in stemake." What, would you rather have your appendix out? Would you? Or healed? Okay. Then come here and that pain will stop. Which side is it? Yeah. Yeah. I think I got mine. I'm not sure. Okay, I get it. It's your appendix that's hurting. That's why you're hurting. So next time you're going to use an appendix, turn to the right page. I'm glad because you're being healed. You know what? I'm so glad.
Me
too. No more the pain or acting up and wondering, you know, I have to go. No, no more pain. No more pain. Appendix. In Jesus' name, you be healed. No more. No more. Thank you, man. Do you run or anything? Or you, do you? You in competition?
Yes, sir.
No games or nothing like where you beat people up and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you work out or no? Do you work where you lift heavy things or anything?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Buckle your back up. I mean, put it back against the back of the chair. He'll show you. Now, don't mind if I pass out for a moment. I'll be right back up. I just can't. I don't know. Henri got me tonight. Let me see both of these. That'll give you trouble later. Are you ready? Jesus' name. It's worse when it's a leg. I'm only 70. Crying out loud. I'm not going to get tripped the first trip. I hear a heart, and it keeps saying, "I wished he would. I wished he'd call me over." Well, I guess because he was doing sickness and stuff, it was a. This one involves a person. You want prayer that works for somebody else. He heard you. He did. You can just bet he's visiting them. What do you want from him?
Healing for my husband.
It's your husband. It's healing. We got another day, so you'll go home and we'll get a report, huh? She stands into place, huh? Husband. In Jesus' name, you saturating his body. What time is it right now, somebody? At 9:23, Father. Right now, you're visiting his body. And healing him in Jesus' name. I'll never forget you because of that purse. I've never seen one like it. Oh. kenemas kuraja. Yes. What is it?
Perfect. Leaving the wife.
Okay. And, okay.
We're having a fun time right now. We're going to put her back.
Okay.
He's doing
it. Look for the change. In Jesus' name for his wife. He's standing in for her. And Father, doing this in Jesus' name. This is the level of intercession I think I've been in all night. This level, that's why it's been this different. I can't help it. He seems to be reaching way down in there, you know, the heart, and pulling things up. I can just see his hand going up later. You remember when? Well, we're all going, oh, glory to God. Came us out into that too. 9:20. You took too long up there. Number one thing about preaching, never take the blame. Say, lay it on the baby. He'll be healed. Aren't you? Is she expecting it? Okay, just okay, then. I've seen this. Oh, my goodness. There's a child that I understand his feet were pointing straight outward. They laid a woman brought it home and to the child, friend, somebody, I don't know. But I heard the testimony. They laid it on the child and the feet just curled around and moved and straightened up and went totally frontward just from laying a cloth on. I've seen you. Father, in Jesus' name. Like Paul, these are a point of contact. Heaven's open. And this is like a telephone call. This is the point of contact that reaches into heaven, which is open. And the anointing follows it. But I can say, be healed in Jesus' name, child. Oh, don't mind Jesus. In fact, if you'd like, tomorrow when you come, you can bring cloths to anoint, handkerchiefs, cloths. We'll lay hands on them and pray. And Paul did it, the aprons on his body. And wherever the destination was, they were healed. And we started getting reports back that I couldn't hardly believe. One man cussed his wife for going. Her child was, feet were twisted around backwards. He cussed her for taking the baby to church. She comes back that night. I remember watching the feet turn. She came back home and run in the bedroom holding the baby up and says, what do you think of this? And he lost his time. It's real. He lost it. Grandson.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about being healed? Here? Oh, you're just patting him his eye? That's the main thing, huh? Father, in the name of Jesus, this eye is being fixed right now. Sometimes I'll check little kids. Can I see your arms for a minute? See what he's got a jump start on here. Look at the thumbs. This is why I'm doing this. Are you ready? Can't get it up there any other way. Jesus. Okay.
Now we can't get it down any other way.
Gave you a lot of trouble.
Uh-oh. You'd think after 9 I'd quit seeing stuff. Well, one time I really got in trouble because I seen some growths, and that's why I'm remembering now. And I said, you got some growths. It's in some fleshy part of your body. I don't know where it is exactly, but if you know about it, come up here. And I says, where is it at? She goes, there. I said, no, where is it so I can pray? And she took my hand and went, I went, I had to get healed of beetle red. She didn't know, you know. But anyway, I said that to say this. I saw some lumps. I don't know where they are, but they are in a fleshly part. Little growths. Nah, 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 nah. Will they disappear? Yes, they will. What did I see? Where art thou? Well, if you were here, would you come? Maybe. I don't know the status on it. I only know I saw them between layers, and they were forming. More than one. Could be causing soreness by now. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, we're getting to the hard stuff at the end of the meeting. Hallelujah. How many believes are here? Yeah, how many believes are here? Come. It's just normal. Disappearing. How about now? Jesus' name. Aren't you glad he did that? Also, this is so good. What'd that preach on today? Praying in tongues? I hardly ever mention that. But if you're here and you say, I can't talk with tongues, so, well, you come up here and that'll be fixed right now. Come up. Come up. Ray. All right, Ray. Get right up here by him. Or you're helping. You're with Ray. You're strength with Ray. Anybody else? You're receiving the power of God, you know. You can run around praying for people and they'll get healed and stuff. Anybody else? Say, I want to speak with tongues. Come up here. Yeah. And he's an instructor, too. You know? How come I had a sneaky suspicion coming back here. Okay. I came up just like you did to be filled. I didn't know what to expect. I can still remember her name, Sister Pryor. I was about her age. She's about my age then. And she got me, you know, there's a line up there. She got me and I'm standing there. She says, speak it out, sonny. Speak it out. My lips were going. She said, "Speak it out." Finally, I didn't know how it would put words to it, but when I did, I went, "So do I lament?"
"That's it. That's it."
She said, "Oh, Sister Pryor." She'd go down when she was over 70 by herself into old Mexico and minister. Drive the car down there. She didn't have money for gas. She said,
"I can't tell anybody this."
She told me that after I was preaching, I think. She says, "When I don't have gas, I just get a garden hose. Fill it up and I go down there." I said, "You do what?" She filled her car with water, her gas tank, and drove it. She couldn't tell anybody. She didn't want them to run their car and come after her. Yes. And she's the one that prayed. And my lips were going. And I didn't know he was creating the language here. And at the same time, my mouth was beginning to form the very words he was creating. And when I did yield, it started flowing out. Never been the same. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, right now, all three of you, right? Close your eyes. Receive. Receive. The Holy Spirit now be baptized. Now, receive in Jesus' name. Ladies, come up. That's it. That's just a quiver on your chin, but that's him, believe me. He's shaping the words. Go ahead. Came out so much here. Thank God he's good about you. Just like you're going to talk, only he's shaping it now. It's his words. Oh, look at him. Now out loud. That's him. That's him. We all went through this. That's him. Just speak those words out boldly. Go ahead, get it. When you do, you're yielding, and he gives you more. Go ahead and stand and pray for a little bit. Don't stop. So tomorrow night we're going to have that line. Anybody not going to be able to make it tomorrow night? Would you like to come up now? If you wasn't going to make it tomorrow, come up now. I got a little bit left in me.
It's bent backwards and she can't stand up.
Okay. Come on this side. Yes. Yes, I'm more on this side. Hey, we'll be here tomorrow night. I will have another line tomorrow night too, which I'll have more to take more time on. So, but this is for anybody really that couldn't come tomorrow. We didn't want you to have to go without the potential of him being able to do something when he can, you know.
Dios que quieras. Bien nos quieres que yo lo corra. Are you up here for a healing or something? What is it? You what?
I said I have blood
from
my sister.
For you, that you supposed to have it?
No.
She does. She's supposed to. Oh yeah, you must get. You're standing in for her then.
Yes.
You okay? Father, in Jesus' name, I don't know either, but it doesn't matter because right now it's dead. We're calling it dead anyway, so why should it show up?
And her salvation.
In Jesus' name. And Father, let this open a path to your salvation. Let her find out somehow that it was you that did this in Jesus' name. I remember when I found out I had a right to drop my lost loved ones off with him and watch him work there. Boy, he goes after them. If you just drop them off and leave them there and trust him, no matter what happens, trust him. And you watch. Father, oh, you're getting it already. So now. Blessing. Jesus' name, come into blessing. Okay, when you get all that money, remember us. And there's a call here. And not that you're a missionary to go over and live, but I saw you taking some trips. Hey, you come up for the Holy Spirit, did you? Or would you come up for prayer?
Mother-in-law,
lift those hands up. What's her name? She need to be healed or something? You tell her what you did. It's okay. Tell her if you get healed at that disease, it's because you stood in for her. Because you love her and want her to be saved. Father, in Jesus' name, as he stands in, your power is going there that he's receiving here. Disease, and she'll be born again in Jesus' name. Oh, one of you, they need to be born again, huh? Say this after me. Okay, that's it.
One thing, we want to give thanks to the church for praying for her because she was a premature born baby.
Oh, look at her now.
She was just 3 pounds, 0.5 ounces when she was born.
Look at her.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father. What a blessing. What a blessing.
The other one is that she suffers with high blood pressure.
Well, that's over, isn't it? Oh, she's resisting faith. How? High blood pressure. It's over. In Jesus' name. It's over. She looks like you.
I want to my father has a my father's a beauty priest and I want him to say it to me.
He'll go after it. When I realized the first times, because I just prayed for people because they wanted it, that it really frees him to do what's necessary. Watching. Single him out, Father, in Jesus' name. Yes. You want to regain it, then are you like coming back to him? Or you only was serving him, but you just want to do what he wants now? I understand. She loves you, Father, and she wants to press forward now, which is exactly what's happened in Jesus' name. Woo! Now I lay me down to sleep. My little soul to keep. And blanket, you're going with me. Holy Ghost. Okay. We're going to pray and ask him to baptize you, and he's going to because you want him to.
then your chin's going to start going like...
He's going to interpret this.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry.
Because you... Yeah.
We're going to say, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he's going to step in. And the moment he does, your chin and mouth, it's going to start shaping where it's quivering, kind of. Because we've been praying in tongues. That's what you get then. That prayer language. Supernatural. So are you ready? You ready? Be filled. Receive the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. That's Him. That's Him. Speak it out. Speak them tongues. Just keep praying in tongues for a minute. Keep on. Like he's taking care of that. Father, in Jesus' name, do it. Do it. He is. He is. Double check.
That was my wife that came up for prayer. I had a stroke 13 months ago.
And she came up for you.
She came up for prayer.
Was you in here?
Yeah, yes, it was.
What did it affect?
Right
side. It's numb and stuff. He got numbness in the right side because of a stroke. Wife came up for him, but he come up now. Got numbness and things over here. Can you put them up? How high? Just want that numbness go. Ooh, oh my gosh. Your thumb goes to your forefinger. Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, where are you getting all of that? Look at your thumbs now. In Jesus' name, loose all of that side. Give him the feeling back. No more results from that stroke in Jesus' name. Boy, he moved that 5 inches. He shifted stuff around. Heart. Everything. Try that. If I was you, I'd do a few eps with him. I'd pick him up and do like this with him. Tell him. Yes. Yes. Ow, ow. Jesus. His whole side was numb. Stroke. Try that out.
My wife.
Why?
The prayer for my marriage. A lot of, I've been discerning a lot of devils and dragons.
Okay. That's his will. Just to straighten it.
He'll get to
save the marriage and heal her. That's what he does. He's going to start working on it right away, so you just hang on. Just hang on for his wife, for Jesus. Yes. We prayed here, you went there.
and did what needed to be done. And I know it in Jesus' name. Chokona, Sauda, Chokona. Somebody's been healed of anything this week. It's manifested in you. Wave. Yeah. Man, it looks like that mountain as you enter Los Angeles with all those electric windmills. Every time I go over those mountains and see all of those electric generators up on by air, I think of saints, you know. For when you believed you were called in the past, you passed that up when you didn't move forward. So you thought that you were right when you said, I knew I wasn't called, but you were wrong. You're called. You're called to handle my word. And you're called to come forward. Yes, kolo ore endis kreheto wadalia kose. Dena kene. Some of you may say, why didn't he? Why didn't he know this sooner? The Lord, he said this. He said, I have this to say. As soon as I get what I need to get it to them, that's when I get it to them, as soon as I can. So he had a voice tonight, so he got it to you. Okay? So you better finish. When you get to heaven, if the devil happens to, say bye, when he's being cast down into the pit, or the lake of fire with the rest of the atheists, you can give him a good slap and say, I told you. You know, in this, when you have the Holy Ghost as a teacher, there's nothing you don't explore. Like people believe sometimes that something like hell forever is a little radical. But then again, you don't understand the whole picture, do you? But then again, that would be another story, wouldn't it? Oh, since, was it last night we prayed? I saw his eyelids just sitting there going,
pray for me.
His eyelids, the eyes had it. But he's saying now what?
I haven't had to wear, usually I have to wear sunglasses because my eyes are flinching because of the bright light. I haven't worn them since yesterday. Last night.
And I know him real well. You were waiting. You were believing. You didn't turn loose. He hit a homer.
It's a
been my pleasure serving you from this table.
Amen. How many are glad you came tonight and came this week? Me too. I'm glad I go to this church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tomorrow night's going to be the last night, but it's going to be really great. Hallelujah. Invite somebody. Bring cloths if you want to have them prayed over. We'll just stack them up here in the front from the very beginning of the service, and we'll have Pastor Dave. We have seen incredible miracles through the years through this ministry. Acts chapter 19, anointing of prayer cloths and praying over them. Also, if the Lord usually does, if he does what he usually does at the last night, which he has so many times, he gets involved in eyes, teeth, just a lot of wonderful miracles, especially towards the end of the last night. So we're expecting some good things, aren't we? Hallelujah. You know, when you know people and you're watching them walk through a test, you just know that you know that you know you've seen something take place. And we've been praying for Homer, standing with him every day over the last several months and especially over the last few weeks as things has tried to progress. But I have seen of my own sort, of my own self, I should say, today, a notable improvement and a notable miracle that only God could have done. Only God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he's going to take this blade, ear, and corn right into the fullness. Hallelujah. I know how he works. I know how Homer works. Amen. Would you stand with us tonight? Praise God. I'm going to pray, and then after I get done praying, you got to hug a bunch of people. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. There's nobody like you. There's nobody like you, Jesus. We love you with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with our minds. And we bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. All right. God bless.